none of that has really worked. So worked as in like, it is the answer, it's the solution. None of that is true. What really works is behavioral change or cognitive behavioral change, CBTI.
Hello, welcome to the Sleep to Healthy podcast. I'm your instructor, Dennis Trumpy, and this is lesson number one of the Sleep to Healthy, How to Sleep Better class. This lesson is titled Sleep Hope for the Sleep Deprived. In this lesson, you will learn about this course, what to expect, and why you should be hopeful that your insomnia can finally be cured. Since listening to a lecture without visuals can be kind of boring, I will be using sound effects and background music to help hold your attention. I hope you don't find them too annoying and they bring you a smile. In its simplest terms, this course tells you what you can do to sleep better so you can stop feeling like crap and start functioning more successfully in your work and life. Since you're attending this course, you have probably tried everything under the sun to improve your sleep, but without success. You can take comfort in knowing that I was like you. I had insomnia for decades and had resigned myself to a life of poor sleep. My insomnia was triggered by several young children who woke me up regularly each night. Added onto this were job stresses and financial anxiety. This set me up for a pattern of sleepless nights and bleak days. Over the years, I had developed several techniques to help my sleep with various levels of success. For instance, I meditated at bedtime and found relaxing audiobooks and podcasts that helped me return to sleep when I was awake in the middle of the night. But it wasn't until I interviewed several sleep experts and researched the science of sleep that I discovered an evidence-based method for curing insomnia called CBTI, or Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. The results of that research and testing have resulted in this course. Today, I normally have a good night's sleep, feel refreshed, and function well. This podcast is designed to save you the many hours and thousands of dollars I spent to find a way to a better night's sleep. If you complete the course, by the end of the last session, you will have the knowledge and the skills you need to sleep much better. As mentioned, the course is based on CBTI, or Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. This is a technical-sounding name, but I present the material in a very hands-on, non-technical fashion. As you will learn, CBTI is the most evidence-based, thoroughly researched, and endorsed method of curing insomnia. But you have probably never heard of it. We will learn about CBTI and why it's not promoted in the popular media in future lessons. But a warning is in order. This is not a list of quick fixes and tweaks to your lifestyle. It is a challenging, difficult transition requiring you to sacrifice and be persistent. You took months or years to develop your insomnia, and it will be hard to dislodge your unhelpful habits and beliefs. You know firsthand how difficult insomnia is to shake. You will benefit from this course exactly to the degree that you are willing to do the assignments. If you doubt your ability to persist and accurately follow the instructions, I will offer a variety of supports to help you to stay on course. So, if you are up to it, join me on this journey of discovery and experience as we tackle your insomnia once and for all. The Sleep to Healthy course is not a solo effort. Sound experts will be helping with the lessons. They're seasoned professionals at helping people like you to learn how to improve your sleep and cure your insomnia. They will appear from time to time during the course so you can benefit from their expertise. The first is Dr. Daniel Erickson. Dr. Erickson, can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Daniel Erickson. I'm a board certified sleep physician. I work full time as a sleep physician. I'm also the author of two books on sleep, Sleep 101, as well as Why We Don't Sleep. I have a YouTube channel and a podcast that I host called Insomnia Insight, and I'm the creator of an app called Bedtime.
Thank you, Dr. Erickson. Dr. Erickson's podcast and YouTube videos are great if you want to get continued support on applying the skills you learn. Next up, Michael Schwartz. Michael, why don't you tell us who you are?
Sure thing, Dennis. So I am Michael Schwartz, and I am a registered polysomnographic technologist, and I'm certified in clinical sleep health. I also have a master's degree in psychology, and I've been in the sleep field for a little over 30 years. And I have done other things besides sleep testing. I was the co-founder of the School of Clinical Polysomnography in the 1990s. We ran that school for about 12 years. I'm currently a university professor and program director of a sleep health program at a university here in Oregon. And I'm the creator of the Sleep On Cue app, smartphone app, and recently been working on starting a sleep coach school with Dr. Daniel Erickson that we're hoping to launch next month.
Thanks, Michael. Michael has monitored thousands of patients in the sleep lab. You are oblivious to what's happening during your sleep, but Michael knows firsthand what's going on, and so his perspective is invaluable. All of our sleep experts have been a great help in achieving the goal of having a course on improving your sleep. Now, many people from around the globe can benefit from this amazing method to improve sleep. Thank you to our special guests. Before telling a bit more about the course, podcasts, and how it works, I would like to leave you with some words of encouragement from Michael Schwartz.
I think it's helpful to remember or acknowledge the fact that they've made a lot of different kinds of efforts to sleep. They've tried this, they've tried that, and they just kind of need to say, okay, none of that has really worked. So worked as in like, it is the answer, it's the solution. None of that is true. What really works is behavioral change or cognitive behavioral change, CBTI. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, if that therapy, CBTI, if the effects of that therapy were seen in other areas of healthcare, it would be really labeled a miracle. I mean, it honestly would. Just something, success rates, like in the 80s to 90% range and this kind of stuff, and long-term effects, no side effects. I mean, it would be a miracle. If there was a drug that did that, it would be an absolute miracle for whatever health condition it's treating. It's really, That gives people hope, you want to impart that hope on anyone who's doing CBTI.
Well, that wraps up our lesson for today. The next episode is lesson number 2 and is titled Sleep, Insomnia, and You.
Another thing that I think is really, really important as well to know about sleep is that no negative health consequences have been shown to be caused by short sleep and insomnia. And this is so important because a lot of people are having trouble sleeping because they fear that not sleeping enough will cause them to have Alzheimer's or cardiovascular disease or diabetes or other health issues.
Lesson number 2 is an important episode to listen to because it will introduce the concepts that will be used in all the future lessons, so be sure to tune in to that one. My mission for this course is to offer the best cure for insomnia on the internet. I have one burning question for you to answer. What would I need to do for you to recommend this course to someone else with insomnia? Leave me your answer by going to sleepthehealthy.com and using any of the many contact methods on the site. Or you could text me or leave a message right now at 1-408-990-3882 or email me at dennis@sleeptohealthy.com. That's Dennis with two N's. You can also use the same methods to contact me with any questions you have that would help you on your journey to a better night's sleep. As a bonus, if you go to the website and click on the infographic button, I will send you my exclusive infographic that displays the 6 CBTI elements and how they all work together to cure your insomnia. This is not available anywhere else on the web. I hope it's obvious, but this podcast is not a substitute for advice from a qualified healthcare professional. The sole purpose of this podcast is to educate and entertain. As we do not know your particulars, we cannot possibly provide professional or medical advice. Your use of the information in this podcast is at your own risk. You don't need tons of sleep trivia and people's opinions about sleep. You just need to know proven instructions on what you can do today to sleep better tonight so you can feel and function better tomorrow. This also allows you to repeat lessons, as it's hard to absorb all the information the first time through, and the information will make more sense after you've had the context of the whole course. You, like most people, will likely benefit from repeated listening. The lessons will be updated based on student feedback, so the next time you listen to the same lesson, it may be improved since the last time. And that's about it. Thanks for joining me in my sleep class. I look forward to seeing you again on the next episode of Sleep to Healthy. See you then. Mm-hmm.